Pro football is a game, not a war. It's for win or lose, not life or death. But say that in the summer, for winter brings the playoffs and a season is at stake.
Now from here, we gotta go on the road, in the cold, in the snow, in the wind, with a hostile environment, and play our style of football. And we don't want it any other way.
Okay, football fans.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's get back to some football.
Yeah, there you go.
And welcome back to NFL Easy Picks right here on Kayfabe Sports Radio, where it's all the work. And we are here week one of the NFL season. It's finally here. I mean, not here yet, but we get to talk about it. We get to place our week one picks. And I am one half of the hosting duo, your host, Heavy Set, and there is my co-host, Joe Bennett.
Yo, that's right. Week one picks. I start my run of undefeated picks this week. But I said that last season and I was awful, so I'm just going to say my picks that are going to be better than last year's.
Yeah, let's hope they're better than last year, because I think you didn't finish too high, but I think you're lucky that we closed down shop on ESPN. Just give everyone a real quick story about it. When I was setting up not only our Pick'ems League, but I was setting up our Fantasy League, ESPN wouldn't let me set up the Pick'ems League because, like, that whole site was gone. You click it on Google, like, it would show you that was the page you were going to go to, but you could just go to ESPN.com. So I figured, okay, they got rid of the picks. Like, maybe it just wasn't as popular, so they had to get rid of it. Yeah, and I go back a couple weeks later, and it's back. But anyway, I was like, at that point, I was like, well, I'm going to just create one on Yahoo, and I'm going to have all my personal leagues on Yahoo, and we'll have the picks on Yahoo. So there's that.
Yay!
And Joe, you finished fifth place, but I did kick two people out of the league after the league was over, so I don't know if that was better or worse. I think you were above one of them. I don't know, you might have been above them, but the other two. But yeah, you finished fifth. I finished second.
Yeah, but I think I did good in our fantasy league last year, so ha!
Yeah, it's terrible that I'm not bothering looking that league up because I'm not on NFL.com anymore. I like the site, but it's fucking. And you know another thing we have going on? We're on Facebook and Twitter now.
Yeah.
Kayfabe Sports Radio, NFL Easy Picks, and if you're into it, the Ohio Injury Report, all on Facebook, all on Twitter.
Yeah, and the real website to get our podcast now, www.kayfabesports.com.
And it's not a word. I mean, Kayfabe Sports Radio, it is all a work, but KayfabeSportsRadio.com is not a work. It is real.
Legit.
So we're moving on up in the world. Maybe eventually we'll get people to, like, really, really listen to us. But anyway.
Yeah, buddy.
Move on to our picks and officially step into the NFL season. And let's start the way we always start. We'll start with our teams. And I think we're going to starting with Dallas. The New York Giants at the Dallas Cowboys. Who do you have?
Who do I have? Oh, that's a good question, man. Very, very good question. Obviously, I've got the Cowboys.
Surprisingly enough, I do have the Cowboys, too. And I made all my picks, actually. Like, I think I might have been before the first week of preseason. And I'm not messing with them because, yeah, like I said last episode, it's fucking preseason. Yeah, I see the Dallas Cowboys coming out of this. And it's nice to see this division rivalry happen during the first game of the season. I'm always a fan of those type of games, but it's sad because you don't get it in every game, but at least we're getting it here for this instance.
Yes.
And let's move to Cleveland. The Miami Dolphins will be in town to go up against the Cleveland Browns.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm actually picking the Browns to win this one. Oh, I'm praying that they win this one.
Well, might as well start my season out like I normally do. I'm picking Miami to beat the Browns. Why? Because, like I said in our last episode, I think Miami is going to do a lot better than they did last year. And the Browns are just going to be subject matter at that point.
I'm hoping they do something. It's going to be a tough season to be a Browns fan, I have a feeling. I'd love for them to go 7-9 or 8-8. I'd even live with 6-10.
Yeah.
But I'm picking the Browns. You're picking the Dolphins. Our first difference of the season. And we move on to, actually, we get to stay semi in Ohio. I mean, we're going to move to Chicago. But the Cincinnati Bengals will be in town for the Chicago Bears, and I have the Bears beating the most likely division champs, the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, I've got the Bears, no doubt. Bears. Cincinnati's going to be good, but I think the Bears are going to come out to prove a point and make a statement, and that's the way to start the season with a big win.
Yeah. I think they're going to come out in normal fashion, like I said. You know, they put a pounding on, I think it's the past 3 years, game one, and they're going to do the same thing now. I just question the defense, and I question the offensive line. But we have a tight end. We have a number one receiver. We have a running back. We have a quarterback. When the offensive line holds up, he's great. And no Jamarcus Webb.
True. And more offensive weapons.
Definitely. But speaking of offensive weapons, we're going to the Thursday night game, the first official game of the season, when the Baltimore Ravens will be in Denver to go up against the Broncos. I have the Broncos and Peyton Manning getting revenge on the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, I definitely have the Broncos winning. Peyton Manning's going to come walk all over them. I mean, they don't have their main cheerleader playing on the field, or probably not going to be there at all. Ray Lewis, I mean, he's probably out murdering people. It's probably up with Aaron Hernandez.
Well, we don't have to worry about a player retiring if they lose one game. Because, I mean, that's what you had last time. So, yeah, the Denver Broncos will get the first win of the season. Some people are predicting they'll get the last win of the season. We'll see how that works out. And moving on to the other great quarterback of the AFC, the New England Patriots. We'll be at the Buffalo Bills. Yeah, Patriots. That's all I'm going to say.
unless there's a ghost of Aaron Hernandez coming to stop them from winning. Yeah, Patriots for the win.
Yeah, there's nothing much else to say about this. And we move down the list to a division rivalry that you have going on. The Minnesota Vikings will be at the Detroit Lions. I'm actually picking the Motor City Kitties to win this one.
Oof. Yeah, I've got Minnesota winning this. Don't know why, but I've got Minnesota going.
Minnesota,
eh? That's a little bit too Canadian.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of the same thing. Unless you watch How I Met Your Mother, and that's a different story. But we differ there. You know, I do think Adrian Peterson will be a factor. But I don't know. There's something in me that just says Detroit Lions, they need this win, or that's going to be 9 in a row. And the Motor City Kitties don't want to go on that tear again. They don't want to go on that losing streak that goes over 2 seasons. So I just think Adrian Peterson is the only thing the Vikings have. They got that really, really bad quarterback. Not bad quarterback. He's just not that great. Freaking Christian Ponder and that former Green Bay Packer. Because that's actually the other thing about the Minnesota Vikings. They are where Green Bay Packers go to retire.
Yeah, very true. But I still think Minnesota's got this. I mean, Adrian Peterson, I mean, he could be your whole team and you'll win. Just saying. I mean, he wants to run for the rushing record this season. He only missed it by, a few yards last year, right?
Yeah.
And that was coming off of freaking major surgery. So
Calvin Johnson versus Megatron. You're picking Adrian Peterson. I'm picking Calvin Johnson.
All right.
So let's move on to who really gives a fuck match. The Indianapolis Colts will be hosting the Oakland Raiders. I keep forgetting to look that there's actually on the side of the percentages of what people are picking. And I'm going to side with that 96% that are picking the Colts because, yeah.
Yeah, I've got
the Raiders.
Most definitely have the Colts. It's the Raiders. I mean, unless Terrell Pryor is all of a sudden a miracle man.
Could we call the Oakland Raiders the Cleveland Browns West?
Possibly.
Could we call Wrigley Field Factory of Sadness Chicago?
Very easily. I mean, they haven't won a championship in 109 years now.
Yeah, but that's getting on topic. But anyway, let's move on to the next game. And what is building to most likely be a very interesting game and a very close game, and I think something that will show where these two teams lie, the Atlanta Falcons will be in New Orleans marching up against the Saints. At 58% currently, the New Orleans Saints are the favorite, and in my book, it is the Falcons who will win.
Yeah, I've got the Saints winning. They're coming out, they're coming out to prove a point that last year was a fluke. So I'm definitely going with the Saints here.
How ironic. Didn't you pick the Falcons to win the division, right?
No.
Or did you pick?
I picked the Saints.
Okay, you did pick the Saints. Okay, because I thought that'd be funny.
A very close race. I thought it was going to be a tie.
Okay. I got that wrong because I thought it'd be just very odd that we picked opposite of what our division picks are. But I think the Falcons played strong at the end of the year. They're going to play strong here, and it's going to be of how well everything clicks with the Saints, but I think they're going to fall short. I don't think it's going to be a big difference. So when I say fall short, I mean fall very short, very close game.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome game, I think.
That will probably be the best 1 o'clock game that we have. I mean, granted, the Dolphins and the Browns, who actually are split very similar at 52 and 48, with the Dolphins being the favorite in picks-wise, but actually the Browns are the favorite, and I think it's the Vegas odds.
Yeah.
But I was being sarcastic when I said that. But yeah, I think this would be the go-to game of the 1 o'clock. If I'm really hoping they show it locally, if I can't watch the Browns. Well, no, I can watch the Browns if I can't watch the Bears at the same time, I should say.
Yep.
And continuing to Tampa Bay, who will be at the New York Jets, 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 Jets. The Tampa Bay are the favorites in both the picks and Vegas, and I'm picking them too because I don't know if you know this, the Jets are kind of bad. They're B-A-D, bad, 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 bad.
Yeah, more than kind of bad. They're very bad.
If they win the division, I'd be shocked as shit.
Did you just say win the division?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, that's what I'm saying. They'd be that shocked.
Yeah, anyway.
Definitely anyway. Moving on, the Tennessee Titans will be at the Pittsburgh Steelers. As much as I hate the Steelers, because I hate them.
Very much so.
The Tennessee Titans are just that bad.
They are. That's why I'm picking Pittsburgh myself.
I would love to be wrong, because I do enjoy it when the Steelers start off the season 0-1.
Yeah.
That's great. But moving on to the Seattle Seahawks, will be in Carolina. Russell Wilson going up against Cam Newton, and I got Cam Newton losing this one because Seattle Seahawks are my pick.
Yeah, me too. I've got the Seahawks doing a job again. Going to start off the season, except they're really going to actually win this time and not win because of referee decision.
Yeah, we did have that problem, didn't we?
Yeah.
Moving on to the who gives a shit bowl, which I think you care, the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. What a way for the Kansas City Chiefs to actually think that they're pretty good. For some reason, I have the Jaguars winning this one, and I'm debating on if I should change it.
Yeah, no, I definitely have the Chiefs in this one, most definitely.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Chiefs too. If I'm wrong, I'll be pissed.
Yep.
The St. Louis Rams versus the Arizona Cardinals was up next. I got to go with the Rams on this one. The Cardinals are just bad. How do you go from the Super Bowl and then have this, I think, downward spiral, and you have one of the best receivers in the game?
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is that he needs to get on a team that can actually win.
Yeah, it's almost like what I said of last year. It's ironic that I said last year. You know, if I was Adrian Peterson or if I was Larry Fitzgerald, I would want off my team. I would want to go somewhere else because the chances of my team winning the Super Bowl are very slim, and I would want to go somewhere where it could be utilized.
Yeah, absolutely. Completely agree.
But I got St. Louis, you got St. Louis. Well, let's go to this one, an epic rematch. I mean, the San Francisco 49ers will be hosting the Green Bay Packers, and Packers fans, I mean, they hate the Bears. I mean, that is the one of the rivalries of the NFL, but they have something brewing recently against the Niners, and I do enjoy watching it, and I do enjoy picking the San Francisco 49ers to put a pounding on the worthless mold cheeseheads.
Wait, you're picking the cheeseheads?
No, I said they're going to put a pounding on the cheeseheads.
Yeah, I got San Francisco winning.
I got Kaepernicking.
Yep, definitely.
And moving on, because there's nothing much else to say there. I'm interested, I think, because this is a 4 o'clock game, one of the only two that we have. I think this will be one of the must-see ones, because obviously the other 4 o'clock game is the Rams and the Cardinals. So I think a lot of people will be glued onto this. So let's move on to the Sunday night game. Actually, no, we already talked about the Sunday night game, and that is the Dallas Cowboys and New York Giants. Yep. So now we'll move on to Monday night, because we have week one, and we got two games, like always. And really, the first one, I think, kind of sucks, but the second one looks, okay, it sucks too, but it has a good team in it. The Philadelphia Eagles will be at the Washington Redskins. I got the Redskins.
As do I. I mean, unless RG3 comes out and tears his ACL again, well, then we'll have problems.
I agree. And then the last game of week one, that starts at 11:20. Eastern, Jesus Christ. The San Diego Chargers against the Houston Texans. I got the Texans because they're just really good.
As do I, but more so because the Chargers aren't anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely going that direction with Houston for sure.
Agreed. And one thing we can't forget is here on NFL Easy Picks, we have the Pretty Swell Guys Pick of the Week. The Pretty Swell Pick of the Week, a.k.a. by the Pretty Swell Guys. So, and PrettySwellGuys.com. But what is your pick of the week?
Oh, Minnesota over Detroit.
Minnesota over Detroit. I'm going to take the Kansas City Chiefs over the Jacksonville Jaguars. Something random.
Yeah, that's pretty random and easy.
Or, you know what? I'll scratch that. Just because I used to do this a lot, and I'm going to do it again here. The Chicago Bears over the Cincinnati Bengals.
There you go. Very nice. And if you wanted to, if we want to mention that the draft results and the draft grades are up from our kayfabe league.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And let me get that up right now, or do you have it up?
I have it up. And just to go over some things, I am predicted to go 8-6. Not fun. Knows that championships aren't won on paper. That's right. I did win the Mr. Irrelevant award because I did pick Aaron Hernandez. But I did have beginning with a bang, locked up for life, got off to a sizzling start, amassing the most points projected in the league in the first half of the draft. Hmm. But then, even though I was here, I must have left my draft party early after tailgating most of the tallying most of the projected points in the league. They racked up the fewest during the second half of the draft. You, my friend, despite a formidable set of wide receivers, Ultimate Warrior sits outside the upper tier. You got a B.
That I know.
But you had a best position, has 5 above average wide receivers, and you also have Young and Hungry, youngest squad in the league, just 4.9 years of NFL experience. The worst draft goes to Bull.
Hold on. You actually read the last sentence of my report card.
The last sentence?
Oh, the last part.
Okay. Oh, single bar face masks. Ultimate Warriors knows American football, right? They elected to go with 2 kickers instead of stockpiling depth at other positions.
Yeah, that was, I think that was the computer, because I picked Robbie Gould, and I don't think I had one at that point, so it drafted me a kicker later.
Oh.
Because I only made a couple picks myself. The rest was auto-draft.
Yeah. Bull, with too many reaches early, Bull seems to be headed for the cellar. So, don't rock the boat. Bull was focused on a steady squad, grabbing 6 consistent players out of 15 picks. Selecting running back should be a simple task for most weeks for Bull, as the projected points difference between second-ranked Frank Gore and third-ranked Ahmad Bradshaw running back is significant. And just for shits and giggles, Stevie G, he's projected to go 3-11.
Actually, why don't we talk about who got the best draft?
The best draft? Would that be the person at the top? Well, no.
No, that would be where it says best draft.
Where does it say that? Oh, God. Are you kidding me?
Nope. They're projected to go 11-3.
Ladies and gentlemen, this might be the first time ever Shane has ever done something right in his life. And he has the best draft. The Dark Knights, all the pieces for greatness. Best position he won. Hit the waiver wires for week 9. Super sleeper with a hope of a breakout performance. The Dark Knights grab Ruben Randall with pick number 129. So good job there, cheater.
Yeah, he auto-drafted the whole thing.
And watch, he'll be the worst team in the league.
Yeah, well, he got Marshawn Lynch, Peyton Manning, Victor Cruz, Rob Gronkowski, Darren Sproles. That was his first 5 picks.
Wow. That's it?
That's it. Yeah, we are... Week 1 is in the books for us, but there's the other half of Week 1 when the teams actually play, and we get to see how we do.
Yes.
And as far as next week goes, there's kind of been a hiccup that I talked about, I would say last week, but it was actually yesterday. Like I said, I'm going to be actually starting a trucking job, and I'm not 100% sure when I will be available. We're going to still try to get the show whenever we can. Luckily, since I'm not doing the show alone, I'm not recording alone. I think, Joe, I think you said you'll step up and record if need be.
Absolutely.
And we'll get everything squared away. Worst case scenario, we will move the show for a while to Saturdays, and we just won't talk about the Thursday game. We'll still put our picks online. Like, maybe we'll post it on Facebook, post it on Twitter. They will be obviously made before the game if either of us don't forget, but we probably won't. So that's kind of what's going on with us. Any last words before we go?
Football is gonna be awesome.
Yes, it's finally here. I was happy the day that I got to pull all my jerseys out of the closet. And now, since this year I'll be making money, my promise to myself, I'm either going to buy, well, it's an and/or type thing. I want to get the George Halas jersey that the Bears have, which is very nice. Or, and I'm highly contemplating on doing this, getting a custom jersey made with my name.
Ooh.
I think I'm going to have to do it. I really want to do it for the Bears, and I think it would look awesome. But I'm probably, if I want a Browns jersey, I'm going to be forced to do it because I'm not leaving. I'm not going to get traded. I'm not going to get released. because I had one Browns jersey last year, and that was the Josh Croods one, which did get signed, but now he's no longer on the team. So
I can pull out my Dez Bryant jersey for the first time this season.
Is it a Reebok or a Nike? What is it?
It's a throwback Reebok jersey.
Okay.
It's the one with the stars on it. My favorite.
I think I know the one you're talking about. Where'd you get it from?
My good friend who I used to work with, it's from 2010. I'll put it that way. But it's Dez Bryant jersey. my good friend was selling a bunch of his old jerseys, like legit old jerseys, and they're nothing wrong with them. Perfect. All official. He was just trying to make some money. I've got it for $25.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, no complaints there.
Yeah. I need to open up my jersey collection a little bit more because I haven't bought a jersey since actually was my Richard Dent jersey. And I bought that right before he went to the Hall of Fame because I wanted to have it for when he went in the Hall of Fame because I wanted to go, but I ended up not going. So it's, and that was not the beginning of last season. That was the season before that. So I need to beef up that collection big time.
Yep.
And I think that will do it for us. Okay. You said your last words. So I guess that'll do it for week one of NFL Easy Picks right here on Kayfabe Sports Radio, where it's all a work, and we will see you next week.
Peace.